Mrs. Henry sat by the Christmas tree and stuffed himself full of the special sweets he'd nicked from the special Christmas Day stash when Mum and Dad weren't looking. After his triumph in the school Christmas play, Horrid Henry was feeling delighted with himself and with the world. Granny and Grandpa, his grown-up cousins Pimply Paul and Prissy Polly, and their baby vomiting Vera were coming to spend Christmas. Whoopee, thought Horrid Henry, because they'd all have to bring him presents. Thankfully, rich Aunt Ruby and stuck-up Steve weren't coming. They were off skiing. Henry hadn't forgotten the dreadful lime-green cardigan Aunt Ruby had given him last year. And much as he hated Cousin Polly, anyone was better than stuck-up Steve, even someone who squealed all the time and had a baby who threw up on everyone. Mum dashed into the sitting room, wearing a flour-covered apron and looking frantic. Henry choked down his mouthful of sweets. Right, who wants to decorate the tree? Said Mum. She held out a cardboard box brimming with tinsel and gold and silver and blue baubles. Me, said Henry. Me, said Peter. Horrid Henry dashed to the box and scooped up as many shiny ornaments as he could. I want to put on the gold baubles, said Henry.
I want to put on the tinsel, said Peter.
Keep away from my side of the tree, hissed Henry.
You don't have a side, said Peter.
Do too.
Do not, said Peter.
I want to put on the tinsel and the baubles, said Henry.
But I want to do the tinsel, said Peter.
Caff,
said Henry, draping Peter in tinsel.
Mum, wailed Peter. Henry's hogging all the decorations. And he's putting tinsel on me.
Don't be horrid, Henry, said Mum. Share with your brother. Peter carefully wrapped blue tinsel round the lower branches.
Don't put it there, said Henry, yanking it off.
Trust Peter to ruin his beautiful plan.
Mum, wailed Peter.
He's wrecking my design, screeched Henry. He doesn't know how to decorate a tree.
But I wanted it there, protested Peter. Leave my tinsel alone.
You leave my stuff alone then, said Henry.
He's wrecked my design,
shrieked Henry and Peter.
Stop fighting, both of you, shrieked Mum.